Join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Just want to take a few minutes to take us to the garden route. I don't know if you've seen the visuals and the photos and videos from George this morning. They are quite extraordinary. There are photographs of cars with the water levels well above their wheel wells. Or in one case, I'm looking at a photograph of what I think might have been holiday flatlets, where there is a car almost upside down in the water in front of the front door. It is that flooded. There are pictures of water pouring all over the place. What has happened? What has been the impact on the town? Has it stopped raining yet? Let's find out as we welcome on the line from George, Christy Kohlberg, who is a reporter at their newspaper, The George Herald. Christy, on very short notice, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pippa. Not a problem.
What can you tell us about what you've experienced in the last 24 hours?
Well, this morning we were woken up at about 4:15 with severe thunder and lightning, and then the downpour started. By 8 o'clock this morning, they measured 114 millimeters of rain, and wow, at 11:30, 135. So it's still raining, not as bad as it was this morning, but it's in the 29 years that I've lived in George, this has been the worst rain I've ever experienced here.
Did we know it was coming, Christy? I wasn't aware of any major cold front or anything like that heading your way. Did this come completely out of the blue?
No, they sent out a weather warning yesterday, but I don't think anyone expected it to be this severe.
Okay.
And I don't think anyone was prepared for this.
I know there was an appeal for residents to try and stay at home if possible. Christy, have you been able to get out and about to sort of have a look at what's going on in the town? I would imagine as a reporter it was the first thing you wanted to do.
Yes, of course. But unfortunately they told us to stay at home unless it's a major emergency. Because of all the road closures and a couple of sinkholes, we've had the CBD was pretty much closed down this morning. Houses have been flooded. It's pretty hectic.
Okay, and the photographs are quite extraordinary of cars almost floating away in parts. Have any lives, obviously lives and livelihoods have been vastly affected, Christy, but as far as you know, has anybody been injured or killed as a result of this flooding?
No, fortunately, no fatalities have been reported.
Okay.
So up to now, and we're hoping it stays that way, of course.
Of course.
But I think the structural damage to houses and businesses is going to be quite severe.
Okay. I'm also looking at photographs of the men in red. The NSRI are out in their inflatable boats, obviously trying to ferry people around who've been stuck. And really, to see a photograph of an NSRI rubber duck sailing past what looks like the top of a Honda Jazz kind of vehicle gives you a sense of how deep the water is. I mean, Christy, can you describe for us, if you look out your own front window, what are you observing in the area immediately around you?
Well, luckily, we're quite high up, so our street is fine. It's not flooded at all. But it looked like a little mini fountain this morning. So, but some parts of town, the water reached roof height.
Wow.
And that's the photos that you saw of the NSRI on the rubber duck in the middle of town.
Extraordinary. Okay, in the middle of the garden route. Christy, thank you so much. Anything else you can tell us about what you heard? Have you heard anything from city officials about how long they think it's going to be until people are able to get out and about again?
They said the rain should subside by this afternoon later, but they predicted more rain for the following 3 days.
That's so not very good news.
We are waiting with bated breath.
Christy Kohlberg, thank you very much for the update. Christy is a reporter at the George Herald, the local newspaper in George, chatting to us there about the extraordinary phenomenon of 135 millimetres plus. I mean, that was the measurement at 11:30 this morning. If it's carried on raining since then, who knows how high it is right now.